the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 239, Crisis in Real Time. Hi, I'm Clinton, and this is my show. It used to be 4 minutes long, but that was some time ago. I think that's all you need to know. Let's go! Oh, hi, folks. I'm not in the studio today. I'm sitting here in the lobby of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers with Danny.
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here.
Cindy.
Like, whatever.
Lenny Treetop. Basically, I don't basically have a catchphrase. And the rest of the gang.
Excuse me, but I must correct you. You obviously meant to say the Bando Boutique Hotel and Residence.
Oh, give it a rest, Giles. Dick Bando may have bought every building in town, but this will always be my Venus Arms.
That's right. You tell him, Miss Fallmarker. Hey, you pesky front desk people. What, are you jealous of my uniform? Of course, you could go down the store and buy one. Only costs $5. Comes with 2 pair of pants. You probably should have worn at least one today.
Thank you, Cap. You've been a loyal employee all these years.
Wait. I had options?
Well,
I didn't have to be a bell captain.
What I meant was...
Think of all the time I could have spent chasing my dream. To do something special with my life. Starting a Rolling Stones tribute band.
Like, hey, Cap. There are already, like, a lot of Stones tribute bands.
Yeah, well, not in 1947 there weren't.
What is that infernal noise?
Oh, it's Danny. He's playing with the remote for the Comedy Forecast Network.
What in blazes is that?
It's a way to hop around and check out everything.
I love it. Watch. I'll demonstrate by way of example.
Ah, but Princess, I am but a lowly knight.
Oh, it's a medieval love story.
Your father, the king, will never agree to our marriage.
Brave knight, it is as my father the king always says. It takes more than a bloodline to prove oneself royalty.
It pleases me to hear that.
Not me. That's what he always says. Father, I say, dinner is being served. And he says, it takes more than a bloodline to prove oneself royalty. What does that even have to do with anything? Father, aren't the flowers lovely this time of year? It takes more than a bloodline to prove oneself royalty. Oh! Between you, me, and the horse, I think he drank a bit too much water out of the moat as a child, if you know what I mean.
All right, that's enough of that. Basically, that rocked. But basically, I still don't have a catchphrase.
Oh, look, the owner of Caprica Coffee's coffee shop, coffee bar, and coffee express has just entered the lobby.
Nice narration, Giles.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Would anyone like one of my famous coffee cauldrons? I brought a bunch with me.
Ooh, a Caprica coffee cauldron.
Nope. Don't you remember?
Remember what? Did I stop breathing again? That happens an awful lot lately.
No! Dick Bando came in and changed the name of my shop from Caprica Coffee's Coffee Shop, Coffee Bar, and Coffee Express to the Bando Coffee Experience.
Oh, right. How's business been?
Terrible. Excuse me, I'm going to have a sip of this. Oh, that's good stuff. Dick Bando has ruined me. He's changed the name of every business, building, and street in town. Dick Bando's Comedy Bunker. Bando's Cooked Beans and Bacon Bistro. World famous Bando Blues Bandstand. Band of Bando's Rubber Band Barn. People can't tell one place from the next. Every morning I brew up a dozen coffee cauldrons, and every day I end up drinking them all myself. I'm more jacked up than the whole frackin' cast of Breaking Bad! Say, does anyone want a coffee cauldron? Because if not, I'll drink it.
We'll return to our movie. Ryan Reynolds, Debbie Reynolds, Debbie Gibson, Mel Gibson, Mike Tyson, Owen Wilson, Brian Wilson, and Hootie Booty, the Talking Owl, in Project Runway the Movie, redressing Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, my name is Hal Corman, and I've been buying little wicker baskets each day in the hopes that I'll score a date with the owner, Abby Fallmacher. But so far, she's not noticed. The thing is, I have so many that they are filling up my entire apartment. It can't go on, so I'm offering my slightly used, good-as-new little wicker baskets at the lowest price ever. If I can keep my apartment from filling up, I can keep ordering new little wicker baskets and maybe get a date with Abby Fallmacher. I need to get them out of my apartment because the little wicker baskets, they're everywhere!
Hillcrest, give me that remote before I put this little wicker basket where the sun don't shine.
Detroit? Oh, I drove through Detroit once. Drink!
I'm telling you, Dick Bando is ruining this town. There has got to be a way to stop him.
Maybe we can, reason with him.
Or hire a hitman.
Wait. He got all this money to buy the town by having a hit in the first place. Why the heck do you want to help him make more money? And why can't I ever find my shoe size at the grocery store?
This is Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas, ace investigative field reporter for the Middling Fair Courier Times Roman Bold Italic. And here is the news. Dateline Hollywood. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Computer-Generated Characters filed suit today against Michael Bay, James Cameron, and Peter Jackson for their continued abuse of CG characters, and against George Lucas simply because he created Jar Jar Binks. A spokesperson for the... Oh, just a moment. I'm getting word of a late-breaking story. What's that? Great bulging biceps of Tom Brokaw! This just in... The Middling Fair Courier Times Roman Mold Italic has been renamed. This is Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas, ace investigative field reporter for the Bando Biweekly Broadside.
Oh, Bando strikes again. Let's drink to it. Don't mind if I do.
I can't take the way Bando goes around saying, always bet on Bando.
Hey, now that you mention talk about it, it's time for me to go. I have my weekly appointment to play Fizbin with Mr. Bando.
Really, Danny?
Really. In reality, even. I'm getting pretty good at it. In fact, I beat Mr. Bando a few times. Let's hear it for winning. I'll drink to that.
Wait, Danny, you beat Dick Bando at Fizbin.
Wow, so did I.
This gives me an idea. Maybe we can get our town back.
Hey, that sounds like a cliffhanger. I'm gonna drink to that cliffhanger. In fact, I'm gonna drink until we come back from that cliffhanger.
Special thanks to Mark Gunn for the use of his song, Song of Assisi, courtesy of Music Alley at musicalley.com. And to fan of the show ALR for his little wicker basket commercial.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.